Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 1st. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're in Deuteronomy still in chapter 33 in the midst of Moses' blessings. Then we'll read Psalm 96 and then I have a treat for you. So I pre-recorded our guest for Friday, tomorrow, Amy Harwell. She's a new member of the church. And we accidentally recorded Matthew 1, 1 through 17 the first time. But she worked so hard on getting all the names and the genealogy right that I was like, we have to keep this. It's amazing. She is a beautiful speaker and singer. So for the genealogy in Matthew, you'll hear Amy Harwell. And then I'll close us with prayer. But we'll begin in Deuteronomy chapter 33 in verse 12. And this begins with the blessing on the people of Benjamin. About Benjamin, he said, "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders." About Joseph, he said, "May the Lord bless his land with the precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below, with the best the sun brings forth and the finest the moon can yield, with the choicest gifts of the ancient mountains and the fruitfulness of the everlasting hills, with the best gifts of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the burning bush. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. In majesty, he is like a firstborn bull. His horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them, he will gore the nations, even those at the ends of the earth. Such are the 10,000s of Ephraim. Such are the thousands of Manasseh." About Zebulun, he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and you, Issachar, in your tents. They will summon peoples to the mountain, and there offer the sacrifices of the righteous. They will feast on the abundance of the seas, on the treasures hidden in the sand." About Gad, he said, "Blessed is he who enlarges Gad's domain. Gad lives there like a lion, tearing at arm or head. He chose the best land for himself. The leader's portion was kept for him. When the heads of the people assembled, he carried out the Lord's righteous will and his judgments concerning Israel." About Dan, he said, "Dan is a lion's cub springing out of Bashan." Now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 96. This is a psalm that reminds us to sing a new song and to praise the name of the Lord because of his salvation. And so I just want to encourage you to think about how the Lord has saved you. Maybe the moment where you came to faith, or maybe for you it was a journey and a progression where you acknowledged that Jesus was Lord and you understood more fully, even though we cannot understand the grandeur of our salvation, but you understood the depth of your depravity and then the release that comes when we believe in the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness.
And lastly, today we have Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. An account of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Aram. Aram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nahshon. Nahshon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth. Obed fathered Jesse. And Jesse fathered King David. David fathered Solomon by Uriah's wife. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abijah. Abijah fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Amon. Amon fathered Josiah. And Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel. Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abiud. Abiud fathered Eliakim. Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Ikam. Ikam fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Mathan. Mathan fathered Jacob. And Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David until the exile to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the exile to Babylon until the Christ, 14 generations.
Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm just giving you a little teaser for tomorrow. You will want to come back and hear Amy's testimony of God's faithfulness in her life. Will you pray with me? Father, as we look at Deuteronomy, we think about your blessings on us, and we just want to praise you for the many blessings you have provided. And in these quiet moments, would you help us to recall those blessings and say them aloud to you even now? And then as we think about the psalm and we think about salvation, which is our greatest blessing that you have provided for us, you have made a way for us, we just want to praise you and thank you. As we look around to the world around us today, may we see your creation calling out in praise to your name. And as we think about the genealogy of Jesus, of our Lord Jesus in Matthew, we are reminded that while the people in the genealogy were oftentimes faithless, you remain faithful. We praise you, Lord, that our human faithlessness does not negate your faithfulness. And we pray today, Lord, that you would continue to conform us to our Lord Jesus. We pray for those around us who are sick and in need. We pray for those on our list who need to know you and the power of your resurrection, the gospel promises that you provide for all those who believe. And we pray for those who may not be sick, but they are hurting. They are spiritually or emotionally in need. We cry out to you on their behalf, Lord, and we ask your healing touch even now. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray all these things. Amen.